Hello, my friends. I'm so excited that you're tuning in with us for Lunchtime with God Bible Study Teaching. It is my prayer that through this teaching, you are empowered to live your better life now. Always remembering, it was God who created your life, but it's up to you to create the level of your living. For more information about this ministry, visit us online at betterlifeseeker.com. I'm Pastor Adrian Blue, and I look forward to empowering you as your trusted source in biblical teaching. We're excited about your experience of better that starts right here and right now. Stay tuned with your Bible and your notepad, and let's go.
Season, and it's still not too late. Go ahead and text somebody to let them know, hey, we're on Lunchtime with God with Pastor Blue, and that we got a word in the midst of our series that we've been dealing with and teaching on, dealing with an expectation for a new situation. We're going to dwell into the Word of God today, and we're going to hear what thus saith the Lord that can bring practical application that you can walk in the better that God has promised for your life. Did you know that God wants you to have better? Did you know that He has better in store for you? Did you know that simply by the action of submitting your life to Christ, everything after that, that whole experience should be one word, two syllables, better. And if you're not experiencing better, it's not because God doesn't want you to have it. Oftentimes, it could be because you and I don't understand the principles that must be engaged to achieve it. Please understand, ma'am. Please understand, sir. People of God, sons and daughters, you got to get this. You cannot plead the promises of God while you break the principles of God. There are principles found throughout the Word of God. The Bible is not just a book that we read on the weekend or read anytime the believers gather. The Word of God is filled with such principles and promises that therefore when you engage the principle, you release the promise to take root inside of your life. And if you are living beneath your privilege, if you are living beneath the area or the circumstance in which God has called you to be in, then I'm here to tell you, there are certain principles that once you learn to engage, and this doesn't come automatic, you will see the hand of God freely revealed in your life. How many of you are ready for the hand of God to be revealed in you? I said, how many of you are ready? I can't hear you because all lines are muted. And whether you might be listening to the recording of this message, but the reality is, are you ready for that next level of better, that new experience, that new situation? Well, if you're ready, it starts with your expectation. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer as we go right into the word in which we're going to be sharing today. And again, ma'am, sir, thank you for being here with us. We're so grateful to have you. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we now submit and commit these next few moments to the hearing, the teaching, the reaching, and the declaring of your word. Now, Father, make teaching easy today. Thank you for every person under the sound of my voice. That God, we will begin to allow information to be application so we can live in demonstration. Oh God, we bless you today. And we thank you, God, for your presence and the peace in which you're bringing to us and through us as a result of our faith in you. Now God, help us to have better. Help us to move further. Help us to go even greater according to the better things of you. And we will give you the praise in Jesus' name. And all the people of God said, thank God. Amen, amen, and again, amen. All right, we want to call your attention today. As many of you know, we've been teaching on, and we are in the midst of this series, Expectation for a New Situation. Can you say that after me? Expectation for a new situation. Expectation for a new situation. Grab your Bibles if you will. We're going to turn to Mark 5. Mark, the fifth chapter, the gospel according to Mark. We're going to be dwelling around the fifth chapter, verses 21, hallelujah, on down to 35. Verses 21 on down to 34, rather. 21 to 34. I'm sorry, 25 to 34, excuse me. 25 to 34. That's Mark, the fifth chapter, verse 25 to 34, and let's read what the word of the Lord says. I'm reading from the King James Version, by the way. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and she spent everything she had, and watch this, and nothing was bettered, but rather it grew worse. When she heard that of Jesus, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind him, and she touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway, immediately, at the same time, all that means the same thing, and straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she had felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue has gone out of him, he turned him about in the press, and he asked the question, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto them, thou seest that we are in the multitude, there's many people around us, why do you ask who touched you? And he looked around to see around about who had done this thing. Verse 33, and the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was now done in her, she came and she fell down before him and told him the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith, thy expectation, by believing, moving to action, has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Again, we're going to be talking about today, expectation for a new situation. Expectation for a new situation. My brothers and sisters, today there is no greater attempt of the enemy to stop and block your blessing than to get you to stop believing. You must understand here today that the word expectation is a strong belief that something will happen or something will take place in the near future. And if I found this out living this life, facing difficulty and challenges, especially when you're a pioneering pastor. What is a pioneering pastor? A pioneering pastor is a pastor who is called by God to do things that have not been established, to do things that is not the status quo, to do things that the average person will not comfortable being. Now, there's pastors who often take assignments of established churches, of churches whereby they're paid great salaries, and all they have to do is marry, bury, and carry people throughout their life. But a pioneering pastor is one who hears God, who sees the Holy Spirit leading them, and they go forth establishing things from what they hear according to what they do not see. Oftentimes, being a pioneering pastor, it is easy sometimes to get discouraged. It is easy sometimes to give up. It is easy to look at the numbers of what's needed and see the numbers of what is and see the difference and say, you know what? This is impossible. As a pioneering pastor, it is easy to do those things, but what keeps pastors who are pioneering like myself and people like you who are carrying out an assignment, whether you're starting a business in an area where you know no one who succeeded, if you're starting a business where it's very difficult for you to come up, come above the challenges, what keeps you going? And the thing that keeps you going is the expectation that one day things will be better. The expectation that one day things can be even greater later than before. And it's here, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know that one of the greatest ways to know that you are in expectation is for the ability to be thankful now for what God will do later. See, energy is everything. And when you understand energy is everything, you will stop, hear me clearly, stop being moved by the moment and start commanding the moment. Some of you are moved by the moment. The issue or the need arises and you don't have the resources to take care of it. So you get down and out and you get frustrated and you're snappy at everybody. You're going against your wife or your husband and you're coming against your children and because you don't see a way out. Well, listen to me. If you're walking by faith, of course you don't see a way out, but you must be able to believe a way out. I believe for God to meet the need. I believe for God to make the way. I believe for things to turn around, and even when it's not according to what I want, I learn to stay in expectation. Because hear me, it is the spirit of gratitude that will build your attitude in believing for better. It is the spirit of gratitude that's being thankful right now that will build your attitude to be believing for better. This is why the power of expectation is very unique. It's very unique in the sense that you will be able to focus forward, knowing that every step you make now will affect you in the time to come. Every step, every decision. See, when you live in accordance to expectation, you may not know how it's going to work out, but you know the direction in which you ought to go in. You know the direction. And what is that direction? The will of God. The direction is we must be so committed and convinced to go towards in or after the will of God that nothing else matters, that nothing else will do. The ordinary won't do because we're too busy running after the extraordinary. See, it is with this in mind that whenever you understand the true power of expectation, and I'm not talking about false hope. I'm not talking about believing on something that is virtually impossible. I'm talking about you having expectation of the ability of God, that God is able and he's stable to move you beyond where you are now. It is the power of expectation that can bring you to a new situation. And listen to me, oftentimes when it comes to circumstances like this, you know, we often say, well, God, if you do it, then I'll believe it. And it just doesn't work that way. You can't believe God when you get it. When you get it, you don't need to believe God for it. It's already here. I don't have to believe God for a vehicle. I already have my vehicle. It's paid for, not prayed for. It's already here. You understand? But I have to believe God for that which I'm believing him for and have faith, even though the way seems impossible. I gotta know, according to Romans 8:28, that all things, glory to his name, can work together for the good of them that love him and who's been called according to his purpose. You got to understand that God has a way of orchestrating, and if he have to, manipulating circumstances and situations, bringing them all together for a new situation for you according to your faith. And that's why this is important for you to understand, because many of you are walking around with a pity party. You're saying, God, how come everybody else is advancing and not me? How come it seems everybody else is getting what they've been believing for, but not me? How come it seems that this person who don't even live as holier as I am may be achieving or progressing forward in life, but I'm holy as I am standing still? Now, many of you may be thinking of that. Some of you may even have that inward pity party as a result of that. But let me help you here. It is not what goes on in your life. It's how you respond to it that makes the difference. And if you want to walk in victory, you got to learn how to respond in faith. If you want to walk in victory, you got to learn how to keep your hand in the hand of the man who can bring you beyond the challenges that you can face. And his name is Jesus. You got to begin to realize that God didn't put you where you are to allow you to die where you are. Matter of fact, if you're going through it, it's only because you can handle it. How many people know you can handle what you're in right now? How many people know that you can handle? Listen, any less of a person would have quit. Any less of a person would have cussed everybody out and went backwards and backslid. Not you. You've been able to dig your feet into the ground, stand strong, and keep on believing. Do I have any believers on the line today? I'm not talking about people who are talking about it. I'm talking about people who are believing about it. I'm believing that my latter shall be greater than my former. I'm believing that all things will work together for my. I'm believing that God is able and he's stable to do. All because I put my trust in him. I'm believing. And this is the exact situation that this woman with the issue of blood was in. She had to make a decision. Do I continue to allow life and the challenges of life to keep me down and bound? Or would I believe with the healthy expectation of better for my life to turn around? You see here in the text that we just read in Mark, the fifth chapter, and verse 25 to 34, we see the story of a woman who had an issue, and her issue was she had a hemorrhage of blood. In essence, she was so sickly. She was so sick that she would hemorrhage blood over day in and day out. And you don't, what many of you don't understand is for this issue went on for 12 years. 12 years she was weak. 12 years she had to deal with this shame. 12 years, according to Levitical law, she could not be around anybody. And when she got around somebody, she had to yell out, unclean, unclean, unclean. For 12 years she went through this. This sick, anonymous woman must have been emancipated after a hemorrhage that was lasting for 12 years, which rendered her legally unclean. She could not throw herself at the feet of Jesus and state her complaint, like many of you today can go before the throne of grace. She couldn't do it. Why? Because of her state. Her state, and because of her uncleanness and the pressure of the crowd that was all around her. And it was impossible for her to just run up to Jesus, because not only did he have an entourage, but there was a whole bunch of folk who were looking for something. And I want to stop right here and parenthetically tell you this, that if you are in a position where you are believing God for something, it doesn't matter how many people are in line. It doesn't matter how many folk are around. One of the great things about God is that he is omnipotent. What is that? All powerful. He can heal all 50 of us at one time without even looking to see who's next in line. Come on here. I know you heard the song, I'm next in line for my miracle, but the reality is, in God there is no line. There is only those who operate by faith to believe God for a new situation based on their expectation. So she at this time could not get to Christ because there were so many people around her. There were so many individuals who were calling out to Jesus and trying to get by him. But she understood that if I expect for my situation to change, then I gotta move in a different way. I can't try and just clock in on a Sunday and think I can put my time in the weekend and everything gonna be all right. I just can't just show up for a teaching on a Wednesday and feel like, oh, it's all gonna be okay. No, I gotta go above and beyond, and I gotta understand that God must be my life and my life must be for him. And see, she understood this so much so that she developed a healthy expectation for a new situation. How do we know that? Because the Bible says that she had an eagerness to touch in some unnoticeable way the hem of his garment. Watch what she says. She says, if I can just touch the hem, which is the outer lining of his garment, the tip of his robe. See, she was so willing for her change that she says, even if I don't even get to him, if I could just be close to him. That's why I always use this point to make a point of this. That's why you got to learn how to keep yourself around people that when you can't touch God, you're connected to people who can. Ha, glory. You're connected to people who can get a prayer through. That's why you ought to thank God for the fivefold ministry in the kingdom of God. That when I can't get a prayer through, I know who to call, who's mentoring you, who's pouring into you. Can they touch the Lord? Can they connect to the Father? That if you feel like you can't make it, just one more step, that you're able to be connected to somebody who will go that extra step. Somebody who's going to carry you. Somebody who's going to move you further to the place of better that God has promised you. It is here that this woman who had this issue had a whole lot of faith. So the question now becomes to the scholar in me, who was this woman? Who was this woman that had such faith that she developed an expectation for a new situation? Who was this woman who refused to allow the failures of her past to keep her from moving and the functioning of her future? Who was this woman? Now, you must understand that the primitive church, feeling that she was entitled to a name that the early church called her Veronica, who lived in Caesarea Philippi. But in the Gospels, she's only known in the list of anonymous women who were able to, by faith, make a difference in their own lives. See, you got to understand some things that I really want to take note of in this story, because I really want to teach you, not just tell you, how your life can change just like this woman. You got to take note that here's the first point I want to give you. She faced many failures before she was healed. She faced many failures before she was healed. You'll note here that it wasn't so simple for her just to go ahead and just do one thing and it just worked out. This wasn't a situation where she could sow a seed, one seed, and then immediately she was rich. This wasn't a situation where she can go forth and she can, you know, go ahead and attend one service, you know, throw her hands up, drop the tears, fall down to her knees, and everything was okay. But the scripture says here that this woman endured at the hands of medical men things at that time was unimaginable. Now imagine this. Now having a daughter who's been diagnosed by the doctors of lupus, having a wife that with every pregnancy towards the last two, it was very difficult during these times. I know what it's like to be among technology, even at the death of my father. They said that when he first had a heart attack, he was so weak, his heart was already operating at literally 7-8%. He had a heart attack and went into cardiac arrest. At that time, he was gone. But because of modern technology, they were able to keep him in limbo, if you will, having him connected to machines and all kinds of stuff that was doing the breathing for him and that was carrying him about. And even though there was very light electric pulses in his brain and inside of his body, he still was somewhat deemed alive. And the due modern technology, they was able to keep him there for as long as we wanted. But as per his wishes, that he did not want to be resuscitated. He did not want to hang on. He said, just let me go. Let me go and be with the Father in heaven because I've lived my life. It was at that moment that the decision was made to take him off the machinery. And once they took him off the machinery, it was within a half an hour that he literally crossed 100% over into being with the Lord. Because Paul said to be absent from the body as a believer is to be in the presence of the Lord. And it was is understanding the technology of today that we can only imagine how difficult it was for her back then. How they would give her one treatment after the other. And with these treatments did nothing, but it rather grew her worse. Listen, what a touch of reality is given to her story by the knowledge that she had suffered many things from many physicians and nothing was better, but rather it grew worse. Everything she tried, have you ever been there? Have you tried to do it your way? Have you tried to shortcut God because you didn't think God will do it as fast as, you know, you thought he could? Have you ever been in that predicament, that situation? It was here, my brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, that we see that when men fails, Christ succeeds. When men fails, Christ succeeds. That's why when my back is against the wall and the floor dropped from under me, I learn not to depend upon man, but I depend upon God. And I seek the Lord and I seek after him because I know that he is able and he's stable to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Again, I want you to understand that when men fail, Christ succeeds. And down throughout the years, the ages, women with no agency could reclaim have been restored by Christ. Women who had nobody who was on their side was changed in Jesus' name. And anybody, it doesn't matter who's against you or what's against you. Doesn't matter if you don't have the best insurance. Doesn't matter if you don't have this or that. God has a way of meeting the need where you are. And all you got to do is believe where you are. And what is not impossible with man is ultimately possible with God. You got to get that in your spirit because this woman, her disease was of long standing. Yet she was swiftly healed. For as soon as she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says immediately or straightway, the fountain of her blood dried up. If a person suffers for a while from a complaint and seeks no medical advice, but in the end goes to the doctor, he invariably says, you should have come sooner. You should have came sooner than this. But it's the glory of Christ that he can heal all those who come, no matter when they come. And I'm here to tell somebody, your later can be greater. Don't matter what the condition you're facing. Maybe you've been dealing with that diabetes, or you've been dealing with that high blood pressure or those heart conditions for years. Ha, glory be to God. God told me to tell you that if you come to me now, if you believe for me now, if you have expectation for a new situation right now, I can turn it all around. I can change the circumstance. I can reverse the curse, and I can put you in a better place. Because this woman, instead of running to God first, she ran to man. And every area along the way, it then calls her to be able to suffer versus going even further to be better than what she could have been. And I want you to hear me, because here's the next point I'm going to give you. It was because of her expectation that she was cured immediately. The first point I told you is that she faced many failures before she was healed. We see it. Why? Because she had her plan. Listen, scrap your plan and get with God's plan. Forget your plan and get with God's plan. You're trying to start a business. You're trying to build a business. Is it God's business? Or is it your plan? Is it your business? How is God inculcated with what you're doing? Because listen to me, if you put God first, you'll never be last. If you put God first, you would never be last. This woman put man first, and that's why nothing better grew worse. But the moment she says she heard of Jesus, the moment she knew things could be better, her awareness was opened up. She says, wait a minute. I can be healed of this. There's a healer. There's a balm in Gilead, glory to his name. There's a Savior who is able to save me, and I don't have to be stuck where I am. So she protruded, she persisted to reach Christ. And when she knew she may not be able to touch him, she touched the hem of his garment. See, you must understand that because of her expectation, she was healed. In Mark, the 5th chapter, we see the word straightway or immediately. And all throughout Mark, this must have been one of his favorite words, because when you study the book of Mark, Mark uses this 27 times in his gospel. 27 times in the book of Mark, you see immediately, straightway, which all means with no delay in time, people was healed. In most cases, this related to Christ's rapid cures, how Christ cured somebody rapidly, how he changed somebody's life. Don't you understand that even right now on this ministry line, your life can change once you make up your mind, I'm going to expect God for the better? See, some of you, you've been asking, Lord, will you please help me financially? Won't you expect for God to make you a millionaire? Come on, won't you start keeping yourself in daydream land, being able to visualize what you would do if you had $100 million right now? What would you do? How would you do it? Come on, do you take times and moments to think about that in your mind? Why is that important to do? Because once you set your expectation for something, we have a human in a created way, God created us that way, that whatever we expect, that's what we go after. Let me give you an example of how this works, your power of your expectation. Have you ever been in sin, but you were so expected to carry out this sin that even when the car wouldn't start, even when people tried to get in the way, you were so determined with this expectation to fulfill the lust of your flesh that you found a way to go forth anyhow? That even when the odds seemed against you, even when you had things stacked against you, because you wanted to carry out that sin. Come on, I'm talking to the true sinners now. I ain't talking to y'all, to you gospel lightweights. I ain't talking to you. I'm not talking right now to you, to those of you who always lived a good life. Those of you who God didn't have to save you from too much. I'm talking about folk who you want to tell somebody off and give them a piece of your mind, and everything inside of you was blocking you from doing it, but you were so determined to do it, you did it anyway. I'm talking about those of you who want to act out. See, it is your expectation to carry out that performance or that way that caused you to do it. What if you could use that same expectation like this woman and focus it towards your better? What if you can expect for a new situation? It is here, my brothers and sisters, that you begin to understand how swift the relief was from her suffering. That at the creation, at his creation, so in the miracles of healing that Christ had brought forth, the miracles of healing that we see all throughout the Word of God, there is nobody who suffered from anything that you're suffering from that Christ did not heal. Matter of fact, the reality is there are so many miracles and so many healings that it's not even, all of them are not even recorded in the Word of God. If they was recorded in the Bible, we have much more than 66 books. We have many more than just the New and the Old Testament. If all the healings were done, that gives me hope to understand that no matter what I'm facing, no matter what challenge I'm dealing with, that I can believe God with a healthy expectation. And God can give me a new situation, because if he did it before, he can do it again. Come on. Does anybody understand what I'm saying here today? That if God did it before, he can do it for you again. I'm telling you that the next half of your life can be better than the previous half. I'm telling you that your later can be greater. I'm telling you that what's coming is better than what's been. And I'm telling you that if you believe God for more than before, then all you got to do is open the door. The door is your expectation. It is here. It is here that he spoke and it was done. See, look at the spiritual parallels of his instantaneous power and that can be seen in the conversations, or the conversions rather, of Matthew. When we look at what happened with the Apostle Matthew and Apostle Paul and the dying thief, many of us as well can testify to the fact that he can transform character in the moment of time. He can transform. I heard a testimony of a great woman of God just a few months ago on what she used to be, and it shocked me. And the woman of God talked to me, and she said, "I used to do this, and I used to do that, and I used to have this, and I used to." I mean, it shocked me, because you would ask yourself, how can God use a person so powerfully who've been through so much tragedy? How can God use a person so amazingly, who found themselves caught up in the flesh and dealing with bondage and all kinds of stuff? When this woman of God began to tell me, I said, but God. Only God can change a character in a moment. Only God can change a situation in a moment. And I'm here to tell somebody who's been listening to me all this while, for the last 30 minutes, I'm here to tell you that at the moment you begin to truly believe is the moment you will start to really see the hand of God move on your behalf. And I want you to understand that this can happen in a moment, because it's only a matter of time. See, the term Jesus used here in addressing the nameless sufferer, this woman who had this issue, was that she was still young, though wasted, faded through her or through the malady of her situation. Even though she was young, the issues of life may have made her look older. It would have caused a toll upon her body that may have caused her to be overstressed, caused her to be so frustrated at not having results. What would you do if you got no one time after the next, but you followed the instructions and nothing else happened? But I did what I was supposed to do and nothing happened. That's what she faced over and over again. People started pulling stuff out of the air, I can imagine, telling her that if you stand on one leg, or if you lay down for 5 hours, or if you do this or do that, then maybe a change will come. And every time she was doing this, she was spending money along the way. So not only what did she have her issue, but she was also broke. She had no money because she spent it all on physicians who was guessing her situation. But one day, as Jesus passed by, the woman whose fingers began to brush his garment, at once, her body felt the painless health of a girl return back to her. At once, energy began to hit her. At once, she began to see a brighter day is here. At once. Why? Because she was so determined, filled with expectation, that she was not going to leave without either touching the hem of his garment, without touching, because they probably didn't have buttons then, without touching, you know, the yarn or the, you understand what I'm saying? She was going to touch something on his garment. She was determined. Yeah. And what shocks me though, is that this woman never said, if I could just touch Jesus. Because even though she had expectation, She knew the power of his presence. She didn't go all the way and say, I just want to touch his foot, his left pinky on his left pinky toe on his right, on his left foot. You understand? She didn't say that. She said, if I could just touch his garment, if I could be in his presence and just touch what is touching him, then I believe that everything can be all right. And I'm telling you, that's why you ought to thank God for an environment like that we provide here at The Better Life. Because if you can just be in the environment of better, if you can be in an environment that all things are possible to them that believe, if you can be in an environment where you're taught that if it is to be, it's up to you, where you're taught how to make a paradigm shift in your thinking, where you're taught how energy is everything, if you're taught that if it is to be, it's up to me, if you can be in that type of environment, even if you don't understand it all, just get me in that environment and I can have better. This is what this woman experienced. She experienced a strength that she had not known for 12 years. It was renewed inside of her immediately. And she knew at that moment, Christ has made her whole. The third point I want to give you in this story that we want to take note is that she was ready for a new situation because she expected better. The third point I want to give you is that she was ready for a new situation because she expected better. Now let's quickly review all three. Number one, she faced many failures before she was healed. Failing is no issue. Don't get upset because you failed. You just found a better way to do it. Come on here. See, whenever I look at failure in anything, I don't call it a failure. I call it me finding a better way to do it. I found a better way to reach the masses versus trying to get the masses to come in to one location on a Sunday morning. I found a better way that we can go forth and reach people along the way. It's so amazing as we are on that journey and carrying out the assignment, expanding the ministry. We've been meeting people along the way just in Cleveland, Ohio. Just the other day, we met a Muslim girl from Dubai. She was Muslim from Dubai, and we had the time of really talking with her and connecting with her. And she insisted that we had her information, even though the main thing we wanted to do was allow her to know how grateful we was for the connection and that God loved her and God wanted to do some incredible things in her life. But she wanted to maintain the connection. What is that? Now we have the potential, the absolute potential of taking this ministry over to Dubai because now we met someone who was so moved by a better life experience, where now when she goes back home and she's been over here as a student studying, she's going to know that on that fateful pier in the Cleveland Harbor, she met a man. She met a woman who introduced her to another man who was able to bring her further and beyond where she was. See, this is a part of the assignment. There was no failure. We didn't fail in one area. We found a better way to do it. You didn't fail in growing up. You didn't fail in that marriage. You found a better one to marry. Glory for your second marriage. Come on here. You didn't fail. There's no failures. Even though she encountered all these failures, she still understood things could be better. The second point I'm giving you is because of her expectation, she was cured immediately. She didn't sit around and talk herself out of the blessing. How many of you do that? How many of you talk yourself out of the blessing? You know, God is telling you, you want to turn things around for yourself economically. And you feel deep down inside of you, you should be sowing this. It's your last though. But you feel like if I release this seed, then I'm showing God you can trust me. But however, instead of you releasing it, you talk yourself out of it. Nah, pastor don't need that. He's in gold and silver. Oh, the ministry don't need that. They do Bitcoin. Oh, listen, you talk yourself out of the blessing when that could have been the very door that opens up and leads you to the next level. Why do you think you felt led to do it? It wasn't the devil telling you to give. No, he's the one that tells you not to. It was you. But instead of you following through with that inner desire, that inner thought was placed inside of you, you talk yourself out of it. Well, this woman didn't do that. She didn't talk herself out of it. She was adamant. She was expectant. She was determined that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. And that's bring me to point number three. She was ready for a new situation because she expected better. See, you must understand that as soon as the woman touched Christ's garment, he felt that virtue or power had gone out from him. Then he turned about and said to this woman, "Who touched me?" And the disciples begin to say to him, Jesus, what do you mean who touched you? They lightly rebuked him and said, well, how can you say somebody touch you when there's a whole bunch of folk who is standing by us and bumping into us and all kinds of stuff? So what do you mean who touched me? See, I want to call your attention because her touch was different, because it's a whole different thing. Think about this for a moment. Have you ever tried to do something in life that you expected to work? See, I recall the first time I met Pastor Lachelle. The first time she came to my church as a single pastor, pastoring a church, she came to do a night of empowerment. She came to minister on the Holy Spirit in the Baptist church that I pastored. And that night that she came to minister, the first time I saw her, I felt that this was my wife. God spoke to me. And with expectation throughout the whole evening on that next day, irregardless of how I felt, as nervous as I was, I caught her with the expectation that I was going to take her out. I called her and my fear was her telling me no. And the first time I asked her, would you like to go out for coffee? Her response immediately was like, no. And it wasn't no because I didn't want to go out with you. It was no because she didn't drink coffee. But the enemy played on that fear. But because I was expecting, I didn't stop at coffee. I said, well, if not coffee, then how about cake? How about ice cream? What about a candy cane? You want to go out for a candy cane? We can go out for a candy cane. All I know is we got to go out. And it was that expectation. My point is this. Whenever you do something with an expectation, you move with the inward desire that you believe is going to happen. That you know that this thing going to work out. When God set us forth to go and establish the Better Life Empowerment Movement nationwide, when he said, come out from the four walls, I'm going to show you how to do something in the new millennial that's going to reach more people than you can reach just in one city, just in one state. I'm going to take you establishing a movement nationwide where people get plugged in and they're taught how to be better, how to live better, how to expect for better. When God said that to me, I've done nothing but expect for him to do it. Now, I've been in situations where I've literally said, God, I don't know how you're going to do the next step. But God, somehow, some way, has always worked it out. Why? Because my expectation have brought me to a place where I believe for a new situation. And this was the same situation with this woman. This woman with this issue of blood, she expected that perhaps if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And when she touched him, immediately, with no delay in time, she was made whole. And when Jesus made the open statement, who had touched me, the disciples didn't understand. Like I want you to understand today. It doesn't matter how many people name the name of Christ. It doesn't matter how many people show up for the service. It doesn't matter how many people who claim that they're walking with the Lord. What matters is how many people believe that now that Jesus is in my life, I can believe God for better. It matters that how many people believe that because I trust in him and I live by his principles, I can expect his promises. See, there was a lot of people who were there, but only one person was healed. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed in the text that there was a whole bunch of folk who was around touching him? There was a whole bunch of people who was around, standing around, but there was only one person at that moment who received her new situation because of her expectation. And that was this woman, because she was determined from the very beginning. I'm not going to stop until I'm made better. I'm not going to stop until I'm that millionaire, until I'm that billionaire helping to finance the gospel of Jesus Christ through the Better Life Empowerment Movement. I'm not going to stop until I have the family that God has promised me, a husband that will love me unconditionally, a wife that will be committed no matter what's in it, a children that will be in alignment with their assignment. I'm not going to stop until I see that. This is what this woman with her expectation had. She knew that one of the ways in which she was going to have a change and what she was going to experience different was if she proceeded to do what she expected to take place. And a touch of her faith could not be hidden from Jesus, because Jesus, who was the physician at the time, who saw the patient trembling and self-conscious, but glad to be healed. She confessed to him when he When he asked who touched me, she said, "Master, it was me. I touched you." Now, the Bible says in the King James Version that she was afraid. She was trembling. I believe, I say this not the Lord, I believe her trembling was an expectation that it finally happened. That immediately when she felt everything stop and she felt a renewed energy. Because if you don't know, blood is life. And anytime you bleed, you heard of the term bleeding to death. There are people who can bleed to death. Are you following what I'm saying here? And that's what happened with this woman here. That she make no mistake about it. She literally was bleeding almost to death. She was bleeding into the point where she was going to lose everything. But it did not happen because her faith was stronger than death. Her expectation was greater than her situation. And that's what caused her to have new. And how do we know that? Because the scripture says when she came to Jesus and he says, "Who touched me?" She confessed. She with an open confession. She teaches us from her story that it's all right to come before him and say, "Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm the one pulling on you. I'm the one who are believing for better. I'm believing better so much that I won't miss a teaching. I'm believing God for better so much that I won't miss an opportunity to sow a seed. I'm believing God for so much I won't miss a live meeting. I won't miss an outreach. Because I believe that if I'm busy about your business, then God, you're going to be busy about mine." And as I get ready to close, we know that Jesus began to speak to her in a way that was very unique. Because Jesus then said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith have saved you. Go in peace." See, as a true daughter of Abraham, and that's what many of you are the daughters of Abraham, as we are the sons of Abraham. According to Luke, the 13th chapter, the 16th verse, her faith was crowned by her master. Her faith was crowned by her master. He acknowledged her faith. Hers was not the faith without a touch. Even though she believed, she had to take action. That's another point we get from her story. She didn't just sit around and say, "Well, I'm just going to keep speaking it. I'm going to name it and claim it. I'm going to blab it and grab it. I'm going to declare it and hear it." No, she had faith and then she went about doing what she would believe in God for. Some of you believe in God to turn your situation around, but guess what? You're not doing nothing differently than what you've been doing. Come on, if you want God to really bless you to be a kingdom financier, how are you learning about the power of wealth? The power of wealth creation, the power of sowing and investing into the kingdom of God as you would invest inside of the stock market or inside of this or inside of that, whatever the case may be. How are you investing in that way? Watch this woman. This woman realized that it was her faith that was going to make her whole. And she understood that if she take action, if she did something differently, then of course she can see something new in her life. Expectation for a new situation. She watches here. It was her faith that brought her to a touch. And it was her touch that was contained in her faith. And because of that, he responded, "Daughter," which was an endearing term for Jesus to use. And some might a tender insight of his own, but it must have prompted him to use it. But Jesus said, "Daughter, you are my child." And what does the scripture says? The scripture says that if we are of him, if we are his children, if we are following him, then we'll be known by the love we have for one another. And we'll be known by the way we operate by faith. People should be able to look at your life and know that you're going to have better. Listen, you ain't got to figure it out. You ain't got to explain how God going to do it for you. All you got to do is be determined. That just like this woman with the issue of blood, I have an expectation for a new situation. And I'm going to be different. I'm going to do different. I'm going to move different. I'm going to operate different. And that's why God has connected you to a different kind of ministry. A different kind of ministry. Glory be to God. A ministry that wants to empower you. A ministry that want to give you better lifeology. That studying, help you to study the better life. Because the better life don't happen when you cross over to the other side. The better life happens right here. And right now, and I want to say this as I get ready to close out, because we see when Jesus healed her, she only touched the hem of his garment as she stayed by his side. Amid the crowd that gathered around her, immediately she was made whole. It is encouraging to know as I close out that with his power, in this very hour, it can give new life, a new situation, a new opportunity to those who believe. What are you believing him for? What are you believing God for? What are you expecting for the Lord to do on your behalf? What are you expecting? Remember, I've given you the definition of expectation. Expectation is a strong belief that something will happen now and in the time to come. In the words of Paula Martin, our administrator, your later can be greater when you believe God for where you are now. And I'm here to tell you, if you don't believe your later can be greater, you got to work on your expectation. You got to work on your expectation. I expect right now that many of you who are listening on the line, one day are going to be some of the ones teaching classes that we offer nationwide through learning centers, learning ministry centers that are established nationwide. I believe that many of you right now who are showing up for the outreaches, one day will be in position to lead these outreaches with masses of people in which we're helping others to experience the love and the experience of Jesus Christ. I believe right now that many of you who have the desire to do good for the things of God gonna be able to pull out the checkbook and write the check and say, Pastor, we need to be here, there, and everywhere, and this amount should cover it. I believe right now that many of you, if you develop the expectation, your later can be greater, better than ever, because you believe in God's ability to give you a new situation based on your expectation. And if you believe that, just like this woman with the issue of blood, you too can be made whole of your ailment, whole of your condition, whole of your situation. How many of you under the sound of my voice believe that God can do it for you? That you still can get the house. You still can have the car. You still can be blessed financially. You still can walk in your healing. You still can be delivered. You still can go forth beyond the average or the ordinary. It still can happen for you. And if you believe that, then I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to spread the word. I want to challenge you to tell somebody. I want to challenge you to reach out to somebody, connecting them to this ministry. Why? Because you expect that as your life is changing, as your life has changed, so will their life change. So you said you wasn't going to tell nobody, but the reality is you couldn't keep it to yourself. And if you live by that, expectation for a new situation will be your motivation for a new experience in God. If you believe that today, why don't you go ahead and give God some praise? Everybody under the sound of my voice, come on, let's thank God in advance. If God can do it for this woman with the issue of blood, then listen to me, he can do it for thee. If he can do it for them, he can do it for you. Do you believe? I believe that your latter can be greater than your former. That's what the scripture says. We got the ability to call those things that are not as though they were, and they will become. Come on, we got to believe God today. We got to expect God today. We got to expect for him to do it today. And if you have expectation for a new situation, there's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do the same for you. What do you believe in God for? And if it's not big enough, believe him for even bigger. Believe him for even bigger. God is speaking to me. He's speaking to me right now. And he's saying that what I'm about to do with this ministry, words cannot contain. Eyes have not seen, nor have ears heard the thing that I'm going to do with those who believe in better, the Better Life Empowerment Movement. And if you believe in this, your future is tied to the future of this ministry. That's why you should be praying. Your future is tied to the future of this movement. That's why you should be saying, Pastor, let's go forth. Let's do it even bigger. Let's do it even longer. I had the privilege over the last couple weeks, even during this most difficult time, and many of you may not understand the challenges I have faced and am facing with this new reality. But I will say this. I still believe God for better and more. And one step after the next, God has been connecting me with individuals who are doing on a major scale what the Lord has spoken to us to do. Even though we're doing it in a different way, these individuals are doing it in a major scale. And I can't wait to bring back to you all my report of the feet, the doors that God is opening for this ministry. Those who we are able to connect with, who saw and see what we're doing and saying, you know what? I want to help or mentor you or be a part of what you're doing. And I'm telling you, because we expect, Because we have an expectation for a new situation. We believe that this year won't even close out before many of you are more blessed than you can imagine, where you can be the living testimony for those who need it the most. And I'm here to tell you, as we get ready to close out, you can and will have expectation for a new situation if you can believe God right here and right now. I need to pray with you. I got 3 minutes left. As I close out this time together, I want you to understand what God is doing. He's working on you internally for you to start believing him for more, believing him for better, believing him for greater than ever. And if you will believe God, my friends, you will see God move on your behalf. You can have expectation for a new situation. Will you believe him today? And if you believe him today, I'm going to pray for you, but I'm going to do this all at once so we don't take up all of our time. I got 2 minutes left. Give me these 2 minutes, everybody. Give me these 2 minutes. If you're here today and you're believing God for anything, you're expecting God from you. I felt the Lord speak to me and challenge 3 persons to give a seed of $300. $300. Why? One for the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. We call it a Trinity offering. $300. If you're there and you're able to do that, fine. If you're not, get as close to that as you can. God knows. God, if you can do it, then do it. Obey God. Amen. Why must we sow? Because when you give, it shows your dependence upon the Lord and not your dependence upon yourself. If you say, well, I can't do that, you don't expect God to move on your behalf. Because it's not about what you feel like you can or can't. I'm sure this woman felt like she couldn't do it on her own. That's why she went to the physicians. But finally, she went to the master physician. And her expectation gave her a new situation. And I'm here to tell you today, whatever you believe in God for, just expect it. Don't try and figure it out. I expect God to turn some things around. I expect God to bless you. I expect everything you believe in God for to be the thing that you experience within your life. I expect it to happen. And if you expect it, if you believe it, you shall receive it. You receive that today. So I'm challenging those who can. How can I give? The 2 main ways you can give to this ministry. Go to our website, betterlifeseeker.com. Click donate now. You'll be able to give by following the instructions. Or you can text the word increase to this number. Pull up your text on your phone. Put this number in the number line, 407-456-7300. Again, 407-456-7300. Put the word increase inside of the message line. Press send. Instructions will be brought back to you on what to do on from there. Very simple, but I want to challenge you to give. Come on, if you expect, show your expectation. If you say, Pastor, I can't do the three, well, guess what? The Lord challenged 3 people. I know the Lord showed me there's 3 people to who I'm to challenge to give a $300 seed. If that's not you, get as close as you can. If it is you, then obey God. That's it. Just obey God. That's what I seek to do all the time. Obey God. And if I obey God, I know I shall see God. Amen. Because even though I'm challenging you for three, I myself am believing God and I'm going to step forth. And I'm going to make that sacrifice because I'm believing God for some immediate miracles. So therefore, I know that it's my faith in action that works, not just my believing. This woman just didn't believe. She went forth and she touched his garment. That was her action. You just can't sit around and believe. Don't you dare think that when we talk about the better life, you just sitting around speaking, oh, I'm going to have the better life, better life, the better life. No, if you're going to have the better life, you get up and start preparing for it. You start picking out the house you want. Picking out the cars you want to drive in. Picking out that level of generosity you want to be able to give. Because that's the purpose of wealth. Through your generosity. For you to be generous. Not for you only to have what you want when you want it. But for you to say, Lord, use me in whatever capacity I can. That could be a blessing in whatever area I'm in. Amen. Let's get ready to pray. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for your expectation. That I'm going to pray that God blesses your giving. There's many of you who listen every week. And here's the reality. You listen every week. You're blessed every week because you keep coming back. But you don't give. I'm asking you to remember this ministry. That's right. Come on. Sow a seed. If you believe God, you can't just take the word and come on. That's you're breaking principles right there. Paul talked about it. If we communicate with you on the spiritual things. It's right that you communicate with us or you share with us of your natural things. And in this case, it's resources. Because it takes money to do this ministry. It takes resources to make it happen. And indeed, that's what we've been doing. That's what we are doing and we will continue to be doing for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads forward and pray. Father, every person under the sound of my voice, I thank you for them today. I thank you for them in every way. I thank you for giving us this moment and this time that we can trust in you, put our faith on the line. Well, just like this woman with the issue of blood, she didn't accept what was, but she believed for what could be. I'm praying that somebody under the sound of my voice will do such that, Lord God, we will believe you for even more. We'll believe you for even greater. We'll believe you that our letter can be greater because we keep our trust in you. So have your way, oh God. We believe for expectation for a new situation. And just like you've done for this woman who had the issue of blood, you'll do the same thing for us. Just have you done for many people throughout the scriptures. You do the same thing for us if we expect. And Lord, we expect right now that this can happen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and yes again, amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. Thank God for your seed.
You have been listening to Building the Better Life with Dr. Adrian L. Blue, produced by Adrian L. Blue Enterprises, Incorporated. We trust that you've been blessed by the teachings of this ministry. Please let us know by sharing your thoughts with Dr. Blue at pastoralblue@gmail.com. For more information and to download today's broadcast, please visit www.betterlifeseeker.com. Just click the tab that says More, then Shop. Thank you for spending time with the ministry to discover cutting-edge strategies that will inspire you to go higher. If you'd like to give a donation to support the ministry, you can text the amount to 407-456-7300. That's 407-756-7300. Or go to www.betterlifeseeker.com and click the Donate Now tab. Every gift is a blessing for better. We bless you, we love you, and we'll see you again next time on Building the Better Life.